بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is part of the speech delivered on January 23, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the eulogists of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi on the occasion of the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha.
During the time of the revolution, the Hay'ats were very effective. They distributed astonishing elegies in the form of cassettes throughout the country. For example, an elegist would read an elegy in Jahrom or in Yazd, and it would become very popular. It would be an elegy about Imam Hussein, but would contain revolutionary concepts and points about Imam as well. These things would stir the people and move the revolution forward. They gave fresh impetus to the revolution. It was the Hay'ats that were doing this. And this took place during the time of the revolution. During the imposed war as well, many of you remember what the Hay'ats used to do. Whenever the bodies of the martyrs were found, or whenever the youth wanted to move towards the front lines, the main leaders were the Hay'ats for Imam Hussein. Today as well, the Hay'ats thankfully exist in the country in large numbers. These statements were about the Hay'ats.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There is an important point about Hay'ats. As I mentioned, those two narrations where Imam Sadiq says, keep our issue alive. This means keep our school of thought alive. Well, when the Imam says keep our issue alive, perhaps this is not very understandable to you who live in a Shia environment, in the Islamic Republic and in an Islamic Shia country. At the time when Imam Sadiq said, keep our issue alive, keeping the path of the Ahlul Bayt alive was one of the most difficult, most dangerous tasks. It was a great struggle on the path of Allah. I explained these hardships 40 or 50 years ago when we were discussing such issues at great length. Apparently, those speeches have been published and are accessible. The endeavors of the Imams and that of their companions was very dangerous. Why were all the Imams martyred? Why was Imam Jawad martyred at the age of 25 and Imam Askari at the age of 28? Why did they assassinate them? Why was Imam Musa Kadhim thrown in prison for several years and martyred there? It was because their lives were all about fighting. It was in such circumstances that Imam Sadiq said, keep our issue alive. Imam actually said, you who gather together in Hay'ats should keep our issue alive. In other words, Imam Sadiq demanded the greatest, most dangerous fighting from them.
That you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. guide me.